May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
So all the little children, if you'd like to come up and sit right here with me, I'd love for you to come up. That includes choristers and chorus. Okay. I think I'm going to kneel so at least some adults can see them. So before we get into the scriptures today, we have a very special guest celebrity with us today. And he's coming down the aisle right now.
Georgie! Oh, little boy!
This is Georgie. And Georgie belongs to the Gibsons, to Charlie and Ted and Phoebe and Sophie. And he's hypoallergenic, so you can pet him. If you have dog allergies, don't worry. He's a safe person to have. And Georgie can... Charlie, if you want to bring Georgie around, sit right here in front with me. Because I want to see Georgie, too. So, if there are Gibson children around, tell me a little bit about Georgie. What is he like?
He's very snuggly.
Snuggly.
He likes to give lots of kisses.
Lots of kisses. Very loving. Okay. What else about it? What do you do with Georgie? What's your favorite thing to do?
We race him around, and he chases after everything.
He chases after everything. Does anyone else here have a pet? What do you... Dogs, cats, what do you have?
Chickens.
You have chickens?
I have chickens.
You have chickens. Lots of chickens here. Okay.
Chickens.
Anyone not have chickens? What do you have? You have a dog. What's your dog's name?
Scout.
Scout. You have a dog? Anyone else have a dog? What's your dog's name? What's that?
Liberty.
Liberty. Okay. And what is Scout like Liberty? And is Scout like Georgie? Are they the same size? Are they...
He's very small.
Very small. Okay. What about Liberty? Big dog? Big.
Like the size of this.
Is Liberty also loving? Does Liberty also like to give lots of kisses? So for those of you who have wonderful little pets like Georgie, you love them very much, especially, I know a lot of you have chickens, but a dog, let me tell you, is something really special. I had a dog, and I loved my dog. But what would happen, and I'm going to ask especially the Gibson kids, what would happen if you lost Georgie? How would you feel?
I would cry.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Devastated,
yeah. Georgie's really special, and you'd feel really sad. Well, I'm going to say that if you can imagine what it's like to lose a really special, special pet like Georgie, you might know just a little bit of what Mary Magdalene felt. And before anyone else out there starts texting Bishop Gates and saying that I am comparing Jesus to a puppy dog, wait, I am, but I'm going to link it together, okay? Because for children, for kids, a pet, a really beloved pet, might be your closest friend. There might not be anything closer to your heart than Scout or Liberty, or even maybe a special chicken. There's a particular chicken that's really close to you. Yeah, what's your special chicken's name?
Abby.
Abby, yeah. So for kids, a pet, especially a dog, because I love dogs, but a pet might be really close to your heart. And to imagine what it would be like to lose a pet like Georgie would be devastating. And absolutely horrible. And so that's what Mary Magdalene was feeling in the garden, because she really loved Jesus. Jesus was her closest friend. And remember, Jesus died, and they put him in a tomb, right? But he didn't stay there, did he? Because Jesus rose. He came back. So what would happen if you lost Georgie, Gibson kids? What happened if you lost Georgie, and then he came back?
Happy.
You'd be really happy. What would you do?
Probably cry again.
You'd cry again?
Tears of happiness.
If you lost your pet and then it came back, all of a sudden, what would you do? You saw it. There's Scout. There's Liberty. He's gone. Back. What would you do?
Tell everyone.
You tell everyone.
Say, Georgie, is that really you?
Georgie, is that really you? Would you pet him?
Yes, I'd be a little afraid.
Be a little afraid, maybe, yeah. Well, if you absolutely knew that it was Scout,
probably it'd be... scared.
Okay.
A little creepy.
Little creepy, yeah. Well, it can be a little creepy. And it can also be really wonderful to have someone that you love back. And you might cry again, you might be really happy. And you might want to hug Georgie. Gather him up in your arms and hold him. Same thing with Liberty or with Scout or with your chickens.
Not so likely, but I picked her up last night.
Why is that? Does Scout not like to be held?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's sort of what happened with Mary Magdalene, right? She was really, really, really sad. And if Georgie's getting a little confused, he can go back to one of his siblings and they can warm us. Can hold her. So Mary Magdalene, remember, Mary was really sad that Jesus had died. She had lost her friend, her best friend, her teacher. And she was so sad that when Jesus came back, she didn't even recognize him. She probably had tears in her eyes, and so she couldn't even see what was right in front of her. But then Jesus called her by name and said her name, Mary. And she, in that moment, all of a sudden knew that it was Jesus. And the first thing she wanted to do is she wanted to hug him, right? You can see her, you can hear her say, Rabboni, and she goes to hug him. And what happens? What does Jesus do? Anyone know? It's not what you think he would do. He says, no, don't hug me yet. Instead, go back to my brothers and sisters. Go back to my brothers and sisters and tell them what has happened. So Phoebe, one of the things you said is that if Georgie came back, you would want to tell everybody, right? That's what Jesus tells Mary to do, to go and tell everyone else. Now, that's really important. Because as much as Mary probably really wanted to hug Jesus, as much as Jesus really wanted a hug, Peter and John and all the other disciples, they also needed a hug too, right? Because they were really sad. They still think Jesus has died. So Jesus is sending Mary back to them to hug them and to minister to them and to comfort them and to give them the good news that Jesus is alive. Now, some of you may have been at church on Shrove Tuesday. This was a long time ago, over a month. And we buried in this little basket, Alleluias, because all during Lent, we don't say Alleluia, because during Lent, we remember that Jesus is going to suffer for us. But on Easter, we remember Alleluias. So will someone, Mateo, can you untie this? I think it's, you have to work out the knot. And in this box are all the Alleluias. So everyone's going to get an Alleluia. I hope there's enough for everyone. There should be. We buried a lot. So go ahead and take one of these Alleluias, pass them around. Make sure everyone gets one. You can take these back. And over here in the Lady Chapel, we have an image of the garden and of the empty tomb. And Father Mark and Miss Peggy made this very beautiful scene. And so, if you'd like, you can get up and you can go over and look and see Jesus Christ, he's risen, he has his arms out, and there's Mary and the other disciples. Okay? And so if you want, you can go and look at that. And then you can go back to your seats and sit with your parents if you wanted to check this out. For the adults here, I want you to realize that this beautiful Easter scene that we have here is really just a snapshot, right? Jesus is risen today, absolutely. But written into our gospel is not just the scene at the empty tomb, but it's motion away from the tomb. Jesus is sending Mary from the tomb back to the disciples. Now that is incredibly important. I said I would tie together Georgie and Jesus, and I'm going to do that right now. Because there are some parallels. Just as for Mary, Jesus was her closest friend, and for a lot of children, their pets are their closest friend. Like puppies, Jesus is filled with nothing but love, right? And also, like puppies, it's really hard to keep them just to yourself. They really want to go and make friends with everyone. And you can't just hold on to a puppy and hold them and hold them. Kind of like Scout, they'll squirm away sometimes. And especially if you have siblings, you can't... Charlie can't have Georgie 100% of the time. He has to share Georgie with Ted and with Phoebe and with Sophie. And Jesus, likewise, wants to be shared. Jesus loves all of his disciples. And there's actually another great parallel to what we just saw here, and that's with the children. The way that they were talking about Georgie and talking about their chickens and about Liberty and Scout, the way that they spoke with such love, such earnest contentment and eagerness, that's how all of us should testify about our faith in Jesus. We don't talk about our pets that way, but we can and should talk about our faith in that way. And likewise, how we saw all the children passing Georgie around, sharing and being gentle with each other as Georgie was in their midst. That's how Christ invites us to be with each other, to minister to each other when we are sad, when we're grief-stricken, to reach out to each other. That's why in the gospel it's so important that Jesus says it is not just about my resurrected body. The resurrection is about your resurrection. The resurrection of my brothers and sisters. Mary, go to them and bring them renewed life. Bring them the resurrection. And so my prayer for all of us today on this Easter Sunday morning is that we can move with haste away from the empty tomb to each other, to connect with each other, to love each other, and to bear each other with gladness the good news of resurrection. Amen. Amen.